In the week in which this is being recorded, I've spent a lot of my time on European matters. This is partly because I chair some committees at the Assembly on European funds, and because work is beginning in earnest on the preparations for the potential that Wales will win a further round of European funding. We carry on in doing the detailed work for that. The Commission has published draft regulations. We now know quite a lot more about the likely rules for any third round of funding. And when I say we carry on, we do it because there's no choice but to continue to roll that process forward. But we do so against a background in which the euro and the European economy is in flames, and which any sense that these orderly programmes which Brussels has rolled out over the last decade will simply roll forward in the way that's planned seems to me to be highly unlikely. So I spend quite a lot of my time in these meetings just reminding people that while we continue to plan on the basis of the rules as we know them, that we have to stick very close to things that are going on elsewhere, because those rules seem to me to be very likely to change, and probably to change adversely as far as Wales's position is concerned. It seems to me inconceivable that we will have austerity on the scale that is planned for European countries like Spain, like Greece, like Portugal, and still to be able to disperse convergence funding for parts of the European Union like Wales and some other parts on the scale that's been possible before. So just as the British economy is in a very dire place, so the European economy is somewhere just as bad. And the prospects for improvement in Wales are so closely bound up with what happens elsewhere that while we continue to do all the jobs that it's important that we do locally, we really can't expect to divorce the impact of what happens on that more global level with the future of economic programmes and European programmes in particular here in Wales.